Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, August 3rd. The White House taking action when it comes to migrants.
Kansas reports new coronavirus cases and deaths. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Smoke from wildfires in the western U.S. continues spreading our way. That will give us more hazy conditions throughout the day. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, it's hazy and mostly sunny, 63 degrees. New numbers from the state of Kansas show that another 1,700 Kansas residents testing positive for the coronavirus during the weekend.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says another 11 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19, and another 52 Kansans have been hospitalized. The KDHE does not track recoveries. There have been 66 more cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant in Kansas. The KDHE reports 11,275 more Kansans got their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine since Friday, while 4,466 received their second dose. Of those eligible to get vaccinated, 50.3% have completed the vaccination series. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The White House taking action to regain control of the flow of migrants across the southern border.
The Biden administration renewing a policy that quickly expels illegal immigrants due to concerns about the spread of the coronavirus. The Department of Homeland Security releasing a statement saying, quote, Title 42 is not an immigration authority, but a public health authority, and its continued use is dictated by CDC and governed by the CDC's analysis of public health factors. Many have called for the end of the policy. The ACLU is resuming a lawsuit against the Biden administration over the use of Title 42, ending settlement talks.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez with that report. U.S. Customs and Border Protection announcing they've apprehended more than 188,000 migrants just in the month of June alone. Wichita Public Schools welcoming 400 new employees yesterday. The annual new staff orientation event was held at Wichita Northwest High School. This time last year, the district was not able to hold orientation because of the pandemic. The first day of school for Wichita students is 9 days away. Fort Scott National Historic Site in East Central Kansas is conducting a geophysical survey to better understand how the fort looked back in the 1840s. A four-person crew from Nebraska-based Midwest Archaeological Center is going to look into the ground using ground-penetrating radar and other technology to survey the area known as the Quartermaster's Quadrangle. They will also survey other features such as latrines, washhouses, and other buildings. Fort Scott says the survey work began this week. It'll continue through next week. The crews plan to return next spring and survey areas in the restored prairie. Is former President Trump still a Republican kingmaker? A special election in Ohio may provide some answers.
It's primary day in Ohio's 15th congressional district, where voters are choosing among 11 Republicans to compete in the general election in November, after Congressman Steve Stivers resigned in May. Stivers endorsed State Representative Jeff LaRae, who is also a former sheriff's deputy, but former President Trump has endorsed coal lobbyist Mike Carey. And the Make America Great Again PAC spent $300,000 on ads for Carey. The race is being closely watched as a Trump-backed candidate in a special congressional election just lost in Texas, though the former president noted that a Republican still won that Texas seat, and filling that vacancy with a Republican narrows the House Democratic majority. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two Democrats are running in today's primary as well, though the district is considered to lean Republican. A couple of school districts in Florida reversing course when it comes to mask mandates.
The change came following Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order barring mask mandates on school grounds. The order also empowers the state's education commissioner to block funding for school boards that don't comply. Broward County Schools, the state's second largest district, originally planned to require masks. Its board said in an email to reporters it would follow DeSantis' order. Gadsden County Schools, west of Tallahassee, will also comply. Last weekend, Florida logged a pandemic high of more than 21,600 new COVID cases in a day. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Another offer for incentives for youngsters especially, to get their COVID vaccines. And it's a race to the finish on the water today in Alabama. It's all for a good cause. And, of course, our full weather forecast is coming up live from the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast and meteorologist Ron L. Williams. That's all on the way. KNSS News Time 705.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's 7:08 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS breaking news at this hour. Tyson Foods now says it will require all U.S. workers to be vaccinated against the COVID-19 coronavirus. Coming from Tyson Foods. In Great Britain, they're offering free pizza. Yeah, it's an effort to get youngsters vaccinated.
Britain says nearly 90% of adults have received a COVID-19 vaccine. But vaccination rates are lowest among young people, prompting the government here to roll out targeted incentives. Young adults catching a ride with Uber will be eligible for discounts if they've been vaccinated. While a popular pizza chain says it hopes to convert two restaurants into vaccination centres. And anyone getting a shot will also be offered a free slice. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It's a race to the finish on the water in Alabama, and it's all for a good cause.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
If you ever had that rubber ducky in your bath like Ernie from Sesame Street did, this morning in Mobile you'll be nostalgic. The fifth annual Rubber Ducky Regatta happens today. The bathtub companions are adopted by competitors from one to as many as 25, and those ducks are dumped into the water. The first three that float across the finish line win prizes. And there's a new twist this year. The ducky that comes in last, its sponsor, gets a one-month gym membership, they say, to get ready for next year. Last year's race was entirely virtual due to COVID. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Taking a look at the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Again, $2.94, $2.95 are fairly common prices out there. Some prices still up around $2.99 a gallon. Best I've seen so far this morning, 21st and Ridge Road, $2.89 a gallon there. $2.89, 21st and Ridge. Outside of Wichita, $2.85 still. Park City, 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now, here on this Tuesday morning, let's get the full forecast. Let's check in live. KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You know, I'm not going to lie, really noticing some of the haze. And
yeah.
Even with me, I feel like I'm fairly healthy. But, you know, yesterday especially, coming back home from work, I had the windows down. And I had to put the windows up and turn the AC on just because, I mean, it's out there.
And yep,
you
noticeable.
Can definitely see the smoke. And we'll have to, unfortunately, go through the same thing again today, where especially those sensitive groups, we're already at unhealthy levels here in Wichita, and we've still got the rest of the day to go. So for those of you that are listening, if you do have asthma, any kind of respiratory issues, you know, spending a long amount of time outside could result in some breathing difficulties. So, of course, we don't want that to happen. Just make sure that we're being mindful of our air quality. Hopefully things should be a little bit better tomorrow due to a disturbance that's going to move in. It'll also bring a chance of rain. But before we have that chance of rain, before we see the air quality improve, we'll have mostly sunny skies again today. Of course, it's going to be that filtered, hazy sunshine mm-hmm. due to that smoke, that veil kind of hanging across our sky. 87 degrees for a high. Not too bad for this time of year. Actually, a few degrees below average. Low humidity, so it should feel pretty nice even during the warmest part of the day. Light southeasterly wind at 5 to 15. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 63. More cool comfort to start tomorrow morning. And then we'll have just a 10% chance of a shower or storm as that disturbance approaches from the west, but we'll likely stay dry throughout much of the day. High of 88, temperature-wise, pretty similar to what we'll experience today. Going up to a 20% chance of a shower storm Wednesday night heading into our Thursday. Those rain chances still not looking the best, but again, this disturbance should help kind of mix out a lot of that smoky haze by the time we get into our Wednesday. And then we'll also have a 20% chance of a shower storm as we go into Thursday, at least through the first half of the day. 89 degrees. Once we dry out, temperatures returning to the 90s, expecting widespread 90s once we wrap up the work week. 94 degrees Friday, 96 Saturday, 97 Sunday, in that toasty trend, highs in the 90s, continuing into the start of next week with mainly dry conditions. All right, right now we're at 62 degrees with already seeing a lot of that haze, even reaching the surface as we've got 5 mile visibility right now. Winds are calm, allowing a lot of that smoke to settle at the surface. And otherwise, it looks like it should be a fairly quiet start to the day. Not expecting any issues with the commute.
Yep, another kind of little bit below average day for early August on the temperatures.
Yeah, just with that air quality, that's what we really need to be watching out for over the next 24 hours.
Gotcha. Hey, Ronell, thanks for giving us the update. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. You too.
That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, live with meteorologist Ronell Williams, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:14 with Steve and Ted. International intrigue at the Olympics. It involves a sprinter. It involves a defection and some harsh feelings, perhaps. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live from London. And, you know, it's stuff that happens off the track or off the field that makes some of the news, and that's what we got going on right now. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning. Yes, very much so. This is the case of Kristina Timanouskaya. She is a sprinter who runs for Belarus, or at least she did until this week, because in the past couple of days, she has found herself in the midst of a very dramatic diplomatic standoff. And ultimately, she seems to be heading not to Belarus, but to Poland. This all started unraveling at the weekend. Kristina Timanouskaya was due to run in the women's 200 meters, was told by her coaches that she would not be competing, and she responded by criticizing the management of the Belarusian Olympic team. And that's where things seem to have gone south, because she did this on social media, and a short time later, she effectively received a knock at the door. She says she was taken out of her room in the athlete's village, driven to the airport in Tokyo, and told that she was flying home. And at that point, she says she was fearful for her safety. Belarus is a country where dissent is not really tolerated. There's been a brutal crackdown on opponents of the president, Alexander Lukashenko, particularly in recent months. And so Kristina Timanouskaya, instead of boarding this flight, she got Japanese police involved and managed to make her way to the Polish embassy in Tokyo. And that's where she went into that building, asked for refuge, and Poland has granted her a humanitarian visa. And we're told by a Belarusian activist group that she could fly to Warsaw as soon as tomorrow.
Did she have any relationship with Poland, or did that just kind of happenstance?
I mean, unclear. I mean, when you get a situation like this, it perhaps brings to mind some of the defections that we perhaps saw at Olympics in decades gone by from athletes from the Soviet Union. And that's always going to be a bit of speculation when you get a case like this. On this instance, there has been no indication that Kristina Timanouskaya was planning anything along these lines. But there have been reports of leaked recordings, audio that we can't confirm, but which it appears to show Kristina Timanouskaya in tears with a Belarusian official saying, "Let this situation go. Otherwise, the more you struggle, you'll be like a fly caught in a spider's web." And I think part of what this case is doing is it's shining a light on the situation in Belarus, where there was a disputed presidential election last year, and President Lukashenko, who's been in power for decades, often described by his critics as Europe's last dictator, he initiated a really violent crackdown on dissent. And it seems that Kristina Timanouskaya believes that she was going to be another victim of that if she had boarded the plane as she was instructed to.
And, of course, it resonates with all our sensitivities to free speech and saying what you want to say and whether or not you can in some countries. And she leaves behind her possessions, her family and friends, and heads to it. It's very dramatic. It's critical that some of these things happen in a public forum, and we start to recognize some of these things still go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those moments where if you wanted to think and feel grateful for free speech, then look at what happened to this woman, because, she called the team management negligent. That seems to be the long and the short of it. And it led to this situation where, according to reports, her parents contacted her and said, "It's best if you don't come home." We think her husband has managed to get out of Belarus and gone to Ukraine, so he should be able to join her. But yeah, I mean, the U.S. has joined her in and offered its support. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that this was, by the Belarusian regime, another act of transnational repression.
Simon, thanks for being with us. Enjoy talking with you. Thank you so much. That is Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live from London. discussing that international intrigue case at the Olympics. And boy, best of luck to her. And some scary situations when government tracks down on you and you're living in a place where you can't speak your mind. We take that for granted. A lot of us do. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in the world of sports. Of course, Monday was an off day yesterday in baseball. It's always an off day for the Wichita Wind Surge in minor league play, and they're back at it and back home. Wind Surge has been gone for 2 weeks in the state of Arkansas. Now they're finally, they get a home week. They are home for 6 games against the Midland Rockhounds, the AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And game one of that 6-game series is tonight, 7:05 downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Surge and the Rockhounds. Midland comes to town, winning 3 of its last 4. Wichita is in the number 2 spot in the league standings right now with a 2.5-game lead for that spot. So we have home baseball tonight downtown. It was an off day as well in the big leagues for the Kansas City Royals. They are not off to a good start on their road trip. They lost all 3 games in Toronto. Travel day yesterday, now heading to the south side of Chicago. It's the Royals and the first-place Chicago White Sox. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. And you can listen live to the Royals and the White Sox. That'll be on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. In Major League Baseball action, the Philadelphia Phillies went into Washington, beat the Nationals 7-5 last night. Starting at third base for the Phillies, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm. He had 2 hits, drove in a run. He's batting .333. A hot bat in the last 2 weeks for the former Shocker Alec Bohm. That's back-to-back wins for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's check in and see how gymnastics, one person in particular, are going for the U.S. at the Olympics.
Simone Biles is now a 7-time Olympics medalist. 24-year-old gymnast returned to competition 1 week since she withdrew during the team final to focus on her mental health. On the balance beam today, Biles stuck her landing without issue from a double pike dismount. No twists. She scored 14.000. Biles was second after 4 of 8 competitors. She finished 3rd for a bronze medal, same as Biles won in this event 5 years ago in Rio. 7 Olympics medals tie Simone Biles with Shannon Miller for the most in U.S. gymnastics history. American Suni Lee finished 5th. Gold and silver medals on the balance beam won by China. Jared Max, Fox News.
Big 12 Conference Commissioner Bob Bowlesby says losing Oklahoma and Texas to the Southeastern Conference could slice the value of the league's next television deal by half, 50%. Bowlesby testified at a hearing of the Texas state lawmakers on the impact of conference realignment. Officials from Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech were invited to testify. The athletic director at Baylor says the impact is real. He says there are concerns Baylor would sell fewer tickets, not as much merchandise, harder to raise money from sponsors and donors if Oklahoma and Texas aren't around. Those two schools apparently expected to leave the Big 12 Conference by the year 2025. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's 7:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Here on this Tuesday morning, we have traffic and weather on the way, and deadly car accidents are on the rise in the U.S. That's not good news. We'll find out more about that on the House Call for Help coming up. Hey, don't forget the National Baseball Congress World Series begins tomorrow. And I've got a 4-pack of tickets to go to the NBC World Series on the night of Wednesday, August 11th, a week from tomorrow. 4-pack for Wednesday the 11th. And if you would like to be eligible for those, give me a call now, 869-1330. 869-1330 for a 4-pack of tickets to the National Baseball Congress World Series for the night of Wednesday, August 11th. KNSS News Time is 7:22.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.